Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, another week, more takeaways added to the total for Kane Womack's Indiana defense in that win over Maryland. Now 18 takeaways through six games, and the Hoosiers have recorded a takeaway in 35 of the last 37 games. And while Jack Tuttle settles in offensively for the Hoosiers this week, evaluating Wisconsin's offense with only, well, three games on tape, our question to Kane Womack.
I don't know. I mean, on the positive, you know, for them, they're probably a little more fresh than somebody that's played six games, right? We've played double the games and all that stuff. They've had a little more time off. You know, you could look at it the other way and say, well, we're hitting our stride and our groove, and we could just, you know, keep playing football is a big deal. And so the argument could be made both ways. Well, I guess we'll find out on Saturday.
Defensive coordinator Kane Womack, by the way, Indiana 16 interceptions on the year. That's the best among FBS schools going into this one on Saturday. Kickoff at Camp Randall at 3:30. Thought for the day. You know, every day is a sort of a jigsaw puzzle. You have to make sure that you're putting the most important things first. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Long Athletic, 17th-ranked Texas, took it Tuesday to the Hoosiers early and often. It wasn't a contest in the Maui Invite, the semifinal round. In Asheville, North Carolina, 66-44 the final, and as Coach Archie was telling his postgame.
You know, to me, this is a game you're going to have to learn from, and this is why you play in these events with this type of competition, because it speeds you up in terms of learning what you can't have happen. But to give easy baskets, to give up second shots, and to turn it over, it's the only thing we talk about. We did all three in the first half. We got beat up on the glass, couldn't run offense efficiently in transition.
And the lack of running offense equaled to a 24% shooting as Indiana was buried, smashed on the boards, 48-29, 22 fast break points for Texas, and those three guards are pretty good. Courtney Ramey and Matt Coleman and Andrew Jones, they combined for 41 points. Stanford coming up, 4-0 all time against the Cardinal. They lost to North Carolina 67-63 on Tuesday. Thought for the day, the most rewarding things you do in life are often the ones that look like they cannot be done. Let's hope for a Hoosier win today. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.